has a plan. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. President Biden outlines his strategy to ease the deficit and bring down inflation.
President Biden says the pandemic recovery is boosting job growth, raising revenues, and bringing down deficits.
I don't want to hear Republicans talk about deficits and their ultra-mega agenda. I want to hear about fairness. I want to hear about decency. I want to hear about helping ordinary people.
In remarks here at the White House, the president singled out plans from Florida Republican Rick Scott and pressed for Democratic-backed legislation to raise taxes on corporations and the wealthy. Inflation and bringing down costs is likely to be a top issue for voters in the fall. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The Fed taking action to ease inflation, raising its benchmark interest rate by a half percentage point.
Inflation is much too high, and we understand the hardship it is causing. And we're moving expeditiously to bring it back down.
Chair Jerome Powell, the Fed also said it'll start reducing its huge $9 trillion balance sheet made up mainly of Treasury and mortgage bonds. The Maine Athletic Association for High Schools in Georgia has voted to ban transgender athletes from playing on school sports teams matching their gender identity as a new Fox poll looks at how people feel about gender instruction in school.
Using Florida's law that bans discussion of gender identity and sexual orientation before fourth grade as a model, 55% of voters say they favor it, while 41% do not. Republicans are most adamant against it at 72%. Catholics and Hispanics follow, with each group showing 6 in 10 believe third grade and younger is too early for sex and gender talk.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. Fire crews in New Mexico continue to battle the largest wildfire in the country. It's burned hundreds of square miles. Thousands of homes have been evacuated. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
The State Department says Secretary of State Antony Blinken has tested positive for COVID after attending the White House Correspondents Association dinner and related events over the weekend. State regulators in Texas are warning power companies to ready themselves for an expected heat wave this weekend that could place high demand on the state's power grid.
The Electric Reliability Council of Texas is telling each and every power plant and line operator in the state they better be able to handle increased demand this weekend when temperatures are expected to soar to triple digits.
That's putting everybody on notice that we're going to need every megawatt hour we can get. Crank it up. We're going to need you.
Doug Lewin of Texas-based Stoic Energy Consulting. The regulators came under fire last year during a winter storm when parts of the state's electric grid failed, leaving whole communities without heat and resulting in deaths. Eben Brown, Fox News.
New York's attorney general says the company behind the TurboTax tax filing program will pay $141 million to customers across the United States who were deceived by misleading promises of free tax filing services. Under the terms of the settlement signed by the attorneys general of all 50 states, Intuit will suspend TurboTax's free ad campaign and pay restitution to nearly 4.4 million taxpayers. A special day for fans of a movie that continues its impact on popular culture from 1977 to today.
It's 5/4/2022. You know what that means. It's Star Wars Day, May the 4th, which sounds a lot like May the Force be with you. To explain, we go to Jedi Master Obi-Wan Kenobi.
The Force is what gives the Jedi his power. It's an energy field created by all living things. It surrounds us, penetrates us, it binds the galaxy together.
Star Wars isn't just the 12 films. It's an entire story that also spans books.
Fox's Eamon Dignam. I'm Lisa Lucera. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep.
Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.